sense of humor.
Try again. I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
Return, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station Watch and Know that autumn brings you some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now's the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy all the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Okay, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Back me up for the three November shows that I will have. The Dave S. Trio and Devil's Daughter, a song I played a number of times on this show and in a Coffee and Smokes before that. Originally released on the Birthstone label, unknown date. You can find it on the compilation, if you're so inclined, called Wowsville. Anyway, just heard Marvin Gaye of Walk on the Wild Side, which was from the film of the same name. Although this track was not on the soundtrack. Well, his singing it wasn't on the soundtrack. Came out in 1964 on Tamla. I love this version of the song. Shirley and Company. Featuring Sylvia Robinson, sans Mickey, and Shirley and Company did Shame, Shame, Shame from 1974 on the Vibration label. The Avantes before that and Baby Go, which originally was released on the Avant label in 1965. I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation Shutdown 66, came out in 1991 on the Ernie Douglas label. Then we kicked it off with Baron Demon and the Vampires and the Transylvania Twist. Came on the WNYS-TV. It was probably some sort of a premium. WNYS-TV in 1963. I got off the compilation Big Age Volume 5. Anyway, got about 54 minutes to go. Boy, that's good news. Both literally and figuratively. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows. And a whole lot more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Christ's sake. sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Let me tell you something about myself. testify. Not the guilty man ought to stand up and testify.
Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just heard Johnny Taylor and Testify, I Wanna. Came out in 1969 on Stax. It's a B-side to I Had a Fight with Love, and I lost. But this side is Righteous, as much as I like the A-side. Anyway, for that, Ricky Wayne and the Flea Wreckers. Part of Joe Meek's stable, did Chickaroo, a track originally released on the Triumph label in the UK in 1960. I have the compilation Joe Meek, The Alchemist of Pop, came out in 2002 on Castle. Well, that Jay and the Americans, and This Magic Moment, 1968 on United Artists. The Drifters, I always get the two versions mixed up, although the Jay and Americans is the one that sticks in my head because it was in my, you know, in my lifetime when I was hearing it. Drifters had a hit with it originally in the 1960. Bleh. Anyway, this week before that, this week's song that everybody knows, Spencer Davis Group, and I'm a Man. It's another flea market find for less than a buck. 1967 on United Artists. And then we kicked it off with a track I didn't mean to play, but because it's on vinyl, I can't sit there and cue it. Like I think on my feet like I can with CDs. Anyway, Ape Quartet did Tarzan, originally released on the Phalanx label in 1966. I got off the compilation, The Big Itch Volume 4. Came out in Mystic Man of Cardi, who knows when. Anyway, you know, if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people in the Boston area and across the internets, why don't you make me an ID, a bumper, as we call it, in radio biz. And all you got to do, right, is, there we go. You got to get a repeat function on there, one with a repeat function. Anyway, all you got to do is mention Alex, WMFO, and the Desperate Hours, and all their possible combinations. And your name, stage name acceptable, claim to fame or lack thereof, general geographic area or planet, and all their possible combinations, make a WAV or an MP3 out of it, and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or, better still, go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it and shoot me a message there. Anyway, that's all I gotta do to be famous. All right. We got one more talk break to go, and then we'll put this thing out of its misery. He's out of the Desperate Hours.
Radio both here at WMFO and down the road at WMBR. But on Thursday nights, I prefer to listen to my radio. More specifically, The Desperate Hours with Alex. Stay tuned to keep on rocking with The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
Right here on WMFO, Medford.
massive three-quarter ball and heading down the home stretch. The Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Yes. Just heard the Lollipop Shop from 1968 on the Uni label. And You Must Be a Witch. I ain't gonna lie. I got off a disc 3 from the Nuggets box. Came out in 1998 on Rhino. For that, the Cramps from the 1980 LP on IRS, Songs the Lord Taught Us, and I Was a Teenage Werewolf. For that, Jack Marshall did The Ghoul. It's not a random track. That laying around from Capitol in 1964. Those I meant to play on last week's Halloweeny Spooktacular. The Halloween show. And before that, Diana Ross and the Supremes. A two-buck chuck from Todd Farm. The Reflections LP. Ba 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 was the name of the song, 1968 on Motown. And we kicked off the set with Otis Redding and Direct Me. Came out on ATCO in 1968. Anyway, got about 19 minutes to go. These are the Desperate Hours. My name is Alex. Let's bring this old girl home.
Of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. This is Percy Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
We'll be right back. Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Diddly Paul Diddley had a girl.
Hey, Paul Diddley.
And on the dance floor they did whirl.
Hey, Paul Diddley.
Paul Diddley, Paul Diddley, I and says.
Hey, Paul Diddley.
Come on, Paul Diddley, let's do the twist.
Hey, Paul Diddley.
As usual.
I love you.
55 p.m. Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop, track from the has-been, should-have-beens, water quarters, and never words from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. Back me up, as always, out of Rochester, New York, The Tempest and Lemon Lime. For that, The Mile Ends and Bring Them On In, a previously unreleased track recorded in 1966. I got off the compilation Garage Beat 66 Volume 4, I'm in Need, came out in 2005 on Sundays. For that, J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers, and That's How Much I Love You. Came out in 1964 on Rosie. That was a B-side to Last Kiss. For that, The Temptations. No, not those Temptations. From Somebody Else. Actually, 1962 on the Moon label in Abo Diddley. And it made its way onto Garage Punk Unknown's Part 1, the CD version, on Crypt. For that, The Night Beats Did Scrambled Egg. Unknown original label and release date. I got off a Frolic Diner Volume 4. And we got the set with Satan's and Satan's Roses. I meant to play that last week, couldn't fit it in. And I'm a Devil, another one I have no idea where it came from. I got off the compilation, Volume 8. Anyway, I'll be talking at you next week. My name is Alex, as always, the pleasure is mine. Take care.
I never cried before. You know my baby's gone from me. She don't love me no more. And now that we are done, she's talking that she has won. I'm going home, home, home. I'm gonna close the door. Oh yeah, I cried last night like I never cried before. You know my baby's gone from me. She don't love me no more. Going home, 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 and gonna close the door. All right, close that door. We got to going home, 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 I'm gonna cry over you.